I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, American voters consistently list the economy as their top concern this election season. So why are presidential candidates John McCain and Barack Obama taking their campaigns overseas? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, American hostages held for years by Colombian rebels are now free. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, commonly known as the FARC, had held three Defense Department contractors since 2003 and former presidential candidate Ingrid Betancourt since 2001. The Colombian military rescued them and 11 other hostages yesterday. Joining us with more on this is John Otis, the South American bureau chief for the Houston Chronicle. Welcome. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks very much.
How was this done?
It was basically the Colombian military pulling off a fantastic intelligence operation. They managed to infiltrate the FARC guerrillas and convince the FARC to group the hostages together. They'd been separated into three different areas of the country, and it looks like they might have hacked into the FARC's communication system as well, because the guerrillas who were guarding the hostages believed that these orders were coming from their commanders. So the guerrillas agreed to group the hostages together and to receive a helicopter that was supposedly from some kind of humanitarian organization. The FARC guerrillas put the hostages aboard the helicopter, and once they were on board, they arrested the two guerrillas and flew the hostages to freedom.
The capture of these hostages and FARC's ability to hold on to them for years, has this been a source of embarrassment for the Colombian government?
Yes, embarrassment and also a source of deep frustration, because for a long time, the guerrillas really had the upper hand in the war here. And they managed to capture and kidnap hundreds of hostages. And many of these hostages they were trying to exchange for imprisoned guerrillas, in other words, try to blackmail the government. And there wasn't much the government could do because they were being held off deep in the Amazon jungle, where there's very little government presence and where the guerrillas really know the lay of the land. So it was fairly easy for the guerrillas to hold on to these hostages for 6-10 years.
How many hostages overall is the FARC believed to be holding?
The FARC holds approximately 700 hostages. 25 of them are military and police members, members of the Colombian Armed Forces, and there's also several former politicians. With the police and military and the former politicians, the FARC is still trying to exchange them for imprisoned guerrillas. Most of the other hostages, they're being held for ransoms.
Do you have any sense of the conditions under which these hostages have been held all these years and are being held?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. 7 or 8 years ago, when the guerrillas were doing better on the battlefield, the conditions for the hostages were actually better because the FARC was able to get them better food and medicine. They weren't always under attack from the armies. In the past year or so, the army has really been pressing down hard on the FARC, so the guerrillas have had to move the hostages all over the jungle, and that's terribly difficult for the hostages. They can't get enough food. They can't get proper medicine, so they've suffered from all kinds of jungle diseases. So things have been really rough for the hostages, especially this past year.
What do you think motivated the timing of the raid? Do you have any sense of that? There's recently been a leadership change within the FARC. Do you think that that's part of it, or you just think it's just a matter of an operation having finally succeeded over time, that the planning finally just working?
Colombian military intelligence has improved vastly over the past couple of years. And what's happened over the past 6 months, actually, is that the FARC agreed to unilaterally release six hostages as a goodwill measure. And as they were releasing these six hostages, this happened in January and February, the army was able to track down where the FARC was keeping some of their hostages. In fact, about 2 months ago, an army patrol actually stumbled upon the FARC camp where the three American hostages were being held. They actually didn't move in and try to rescue them at the time because they didn't have the proper conditions. So you could tell they were sort of closing in on the FARC. And all of this culminated with this extraordinary trick that they pulled on the FARC yesterday to get everybody out without a shot fired. That's just extraordinary because military rescues are very, very risky. Family members have long asked the government not to even try it because they were worried that their loved ones would be killed in the attempt, and that's happened before.
Obviously, Ingrid Betancourt is one of the most famous hostages. I mean, she's internationally known. She has family in France, and the government of France is very interested in her, and, of course, the Americans. I just wondered, are the Colombians at all concerned that these, with the rescue of these high-profile hostages, will the other hostages be less of a priority or will perhaps be in more danger?
on the one hand, Ingrid Betancourt really was the one that really captured world attention. She became the face of the hostages, especially when a very eerie proof of life video of her was released about 6 months ago, in which she seemed deathly ill. So she's the big name person. Now that she's freed, it's probably understandable that some of the attention that was placed on the Colombian hostages might go to a smaller level. At the same time, here in Colombia, the army has a lot of momentum, and President Uribe has been making a lot of pronouncements that we're not going to leave anyone behind. We're going to free everybody.
This is a politically sensitive time for Colombian-American relations. President Bush has been pushing Congress to approve a free trade agreement with Colombia. The Democrats have been resisting. I'd like to know how the news of this rescue is being reported in Colombia. How are Colombians reacting to it? And do you think that this will have an effect on U.S.-Colombia relations?
The Colombian government has been the United States' strongest ally in Latin America. So relations between Washington and the Bogota government have been very good for quite a long time. Presidential candidate John McCain just happened to be in town yesterday when these hostages were rescued. I'm not really sure it'll have much effect on the free trade issue. The Democrats in Congress are holding that up. They're not pleased with some of the human rights record of Colombian government. But right now the focus is on the hostages because they've been held for so long in the jungle, and it's really hard to explain the level of joy here in Bogota.
Finally, as you mentioned, a presumed Republican presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, happened to be there when this successful mission was accomplished. Has his visit gotten any attention in Colombia, and what's been the reception?
It's gotten a fair amount of attention, but his second day here, the hostages were released, so that completely overwhelmed the McCain visit. But while he was here, he pushed for passage of a free trade agreement with the Colombians, and praised President Alvaro Uribe and said if he's elected president, he will continue to receive strong American support, which, of course, the Colombians were very happy to hear.
John Otis is the chief of the South American Bureau for the Houston Chronicle. He joined us from Bogota. John Otis, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much.